Hi everybody, and welcome again to our spiritual connection of the weekly inspiration. Use the method of the Zohar, and truly we are finishing the book of Vayikra. We know that there is 5 books of Moses, and finishing the 3rd book, meaning that the first book is Keter, the second book is Chokhmah, the 3rd book is Vayikra, and that's what we finish. And next week, we're going to go into the book of Ze'er Anpin. We're starting Ze'er Anpin, which is Bamidbar. Now, Be'ar start with a concept that talking about the 7th year when you're supposed to rest the land. And I tried to look for a real translation for Shemitah, and I found the sabbatical. The sabbatical year. Why did they call it the sabbatical? Because Shabbat, sabbatical. So we need to understand what is this thing with the 7th year. You have to give freedom to the land. Why the 7th? Why not the 5th? Why not the 8th? Why not the 9th? And we know, based on Kabbalah, that the 7th year represents Malchut. And the whole idea of Malchut is to be able to control it, maintain it, making sure that the energy of Malchut will not control us. And the question is why? What is Malchut? Malchut, we can look at it from a Kabbalistic point of view in many, many ways. But Malchut represents the whole idea of my need, my selfish need, my selfish agenda need, if you want to call it this way. And we were born with a body and soul. The body is related to Malchut, where the soul is more related to the spiritual essence of who we are. The body is not necessarily who we are, it's what the shell, the carrier, that carried the soul that was given to us. So now, when we talk about the whole idea of the sabbatical or the Shemitah, we are talking about the whole concept, you know, the whole concept of being able to rest from being selfish into myself. Now, some of you will listen to it and say, but I'm not selfish. I am sharing, I'm giving charity, I'm a wonderful person and all this and that. The point is to get to an understanding where the selfish agenda is always there. You can get rid of it. You can get better in sharing. You can get better in not receiving. But to totally get rid of your selfish agenda, if you wish, impossible. Let's say you pay for some people in the restaurant. They're going to say thank you to you, or they're going to appreciate you. Here we go. The selfishness comes from your ego, pride, that you will be capable to receive some attention. Whatever we do good as an attachment to the ego, as an attachment to the malchut, as an attachment to the selfish need that I have. Now, why God created that desire to receive? Because if you look at the creation of the world, God created desire. How that desire will play a role, that's up to each individual. If the individual will be able to get to places where that person is absolutely controlled, their desire to receive, their selfish agenda, then of course, what's going to end up happening, you are now controlling your desire. So you are free. You are not free when you get what you want. You're only free when you're capable to control what you want. That's really what it's all about. So what is this has to do with us? I mean, the sabbatical, I mean, this has only happened in Israel. It's not a mitzvah that happened outside of Israel. So why do we need to read about it when you all live in the United States? It should be, I don't want to read about it. I don't want to talk about it. You know, so it should be just fine and okay to for the people in Israel. But why do I need to read it? Because it's not, the Torah is not teaching us about things which has only relate to physicality of the subject of the information that we read. The Torah is teaching us about something way deeper, that there is something that has to do with us. And to understand what the Torah wants from us, we have to go ahead and read the Zohar. And I'm reading, actually, I don't have the page from the Sulam, but I have the page of the original Zohar, like the old edition Zohar. It's in portion Be'ar Amud Yashan Kuf Chet. Later on, I can give you the page. Amud Yashan Kuf Chet, under the name Amud Yashan. Shesh Shanim Tizra Sadecha. The Torah is telling you, 6 years, you're going to plant the seed in your land. In the 7th year will be the sabbatical. Yelar Shabbat Lashem. Ukvar. Biru. Already explained, say the Zohar. Shelmar. And the 7th year, you know, you leave everything and it's all going to give to the poor. So what's the poor people going to eat? Because they have nothing, the 7 years. לפי שענים תלויים במקום זה, במלכות שהיא מבחינת שביטה, וכן נראה להם לאכול. ועל כן מי שרחם על אני עושה שלום במידן מלכותו, עושים ברווחה בעולם. What is the Zohar teach us? That what is מלכות? What is exactly in מלכות? The poor people. The poor people are in מלכות. So, if the poor person is related to the מלכות, why is the poor person related to מלכות? Maybe I should answer that too. Because what is Malchut? Is Malchut ever going to receive light? Never. 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 The rules is Malchut cannot receive light until Gmar HaTikun. Until the end of the Kun, when the Messiah will come, the temple will be built, the resurrection of the dead, Kibbutz Galuyot, then Malchut will get the light. It's Gmar HaTikun. But till then, Malchut cannot get the light. The same thing with the poor person who doesn't receive the money he needs, the food that they need, the houses they need. Why? Because he is part of Malchut. As part of Malchut, you cannot receive that light. That's why he's poor. So what it says, Mishrachem alani, whoever have mercy on the poor, Oseh shalom, bringing peace. Bringing peace, B'midat Malchutom Osif Rechal Olam. In bringing peace to himself and to the poor, and he bring blessing to the world, and he bring happiness for that place. It's called charity, tzedakah. Larik Barachah LeKnesset Yisrael. And through that, the light is actually going to Malchut. So it's a very interesting thing. When you're kind enough to give charity to people who need, then what happens, the Malchut, in a spiritual level, also will get benefit. It will get benefit because you are capable to take care of the poor person who represent Malchut. So tzedakah, charity, tzedakah, is not what we think it is. Many of us think that tzedakah is here, I'm saving that person. No. The kindness of tzedakah, the kindness of helping another human being, is because that human being who is poor represents the Malchut, which is poor. Because Malchut is poor, because Malchut cannot receive light. Malchut can reflect all the light that's coming to it and push it all the way back to Keter, like Or Chozer, or returning light. Which is, of course, super, super important. So how is that connect to our Parsha, Be'ar, that is talking about like the whole idea? I mean, the portion called Be'ar. Be'ar means in the mountain. What mountain they relate to? Mount Sinai, where the Torah was given. And if you look at Rashi, the commentary, Rashi say, "Ma'inyan Shmita le'ar Sinai." What is Shmita? What is the idea of the sabbatical has to do with Mount Sinai? Why it have to be mentioned here? Because let's find out why. So, what happened on Mount Sinai? Mount Sinai, we receive something called Cherut Mimalach Amavet, freedom from the angel of death. Because the Israelites were capable for 72 hours to make sure that they will stay away from any selfish fulfillment that might fulfill them and make them feel good about themselves. They pushed it just away from their life. And that's why they achieved immortality until, of course, what we did was the golden calf that we lost immortality. What is the sabbatical all about? It's a way to achieve same level by letting go of my need, of my selfish need. Because when you let go of your selfish need, not only are you free, you are alive. People who are controlled by the selfish need are not alive. And I know it's very difficult. Difficult to change. You let go of some food, you let go of some lust, you let go of some ego, you let go of some need to be right. It's difficult. Difficult to do. But if you don't do that, think about it, you never have a life. You react to different people's life, but you don't have your own life. And that's what's sad about letting the selfishness control us. Why does selfishness work for so many people and why we are follow it? Is because there is a certain pleasure. When you are selfish, you receive immediate result. What's beautiful about being selfish, not beautiful, but that's the product, you feel good immediately. There's two side effects with that feeling good. Doesn't last long. Second, there's always disaster that follow it. So yes, when you're selfish, you get what you want. And then things go wrong and you want it again. It's almost like, I don't know if you've ever been bitten by a mosquito. And you keep have a need to touch the area where you were bitten by the mosquito. And you know that if you going to scratch it, it's going to get worse. But you keep doing it. You can't help yourself. That's how the selfish thing needs. You do it, and you need to do it again. You do it, and then you need to do it again. And then when you do it too much, there is blood. Then you have to fix it. But then another mosquito comes, and again, you start all over again. That's the way that the Malchut, Alomet Tukenet, that not been fixed yet, it's playing a role in our life. For that reason, in Be'ar, we call the portion Be'ar, Mount Sinai, and in the same time we talk about Shemitah, which is the sabbatical, to show you that we need to work on the Malchut in our life. We have to work on our selfish agenda. And especially when we come closer to Shavuot, which all these holidays is actually fixing the Malchut. The entire holiday of Shavuot is how can I fix my Malchut? Malchut, after the tzimtzum, after the contraction, those of you who don't know those terms, I'm sorry. After the tzimtzum, after the contraction, Malchut is only play a role as a mirror, not as a receiver, not as a container. So what Malchut is doing, drawing all the light, but pushing back all the light to everybody else. That's what Malchut is doing here now. So remember that, because we need to get to that level. You need to get to that level when you are capable to control the body that represents the Malchut, control the body that represents the selfish agenda, control the body that represents all those things that are not letting me be who I'm meant to become. And because of that, I'm stuck. It reminds me a story from Rabbi Urli Mesterlisk. The story about Rabbi Urli Mesterlisk, that he was drinking a coffee. In the old days, I guess the sugar was not like in a powder, but taking a piece of sugar, like a cube, and put it, I guess, in a coffee or the tea. What he did, he held the sugar in his hand, and he was drinking the coffee. A student didn't know what is he doing? Sugar is supposed to go in the coffee. And then he told them, you see, when a person controls their body, when a person controls their malchut, when a person controls their selfish agenda, what ends up happening, you can feel and taste by the taste of, you know, kind of, you test it with your hand, the sugar. You don't need actually to put it in the coffee or the tea. You get to such a high level that you no longer need to use only one sense, like the tasting and the seeing and the hearing. touching. Okay, all of those things is become one. Because you are now divorcing yourself from this malchut thing. And because of that, you capable to connect to this universe in a little bit different way. And that's what we got to do this week. That's what we got to do this week. It's tough, but we got to do it. We got to do it. There's no other choice. We got to do it. We got to do it that we slowly, slowly divorce ourselves from malchut. Now, that's taking us to another section. And this section is from Zohar Yashan, Raya Memna, Amud Kuf Yud Aleph. From my old Zohar, Raya Memna, page 111. It says like that. My people of Israel, you are my slave. Doesn't sound so motivational to find out you're a slave. Why would God call his people the slave? Kram avadim. Kilibne Israel avadim. Avadayim. Matamim avadim. Why you call them avadim? Why you call them slave? And they continue, the Zohar continue. Lefish ne'emar, like it said, Asher hotzeti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, because I took them out of Egypt. What was the Israelite in Egypt? Slave. What are they after they left Egypt? Slave. In Egypt, they were slave to Pharaoh in Egypt, and now they are slave to God. And even in the Ten Commandments, it starts by reminding you that God took you out of slavery of Egypt. And we're supposed to be the slave that worship God because he saved us from the death, physical death, spiritual death from Egypt. So that's why he called us slave. Now I want to ask you something. If I tell you you're a slave, would you be excited? It's a question, right? Think about it. Would you find it excited to be slave or to be a better slave? That's something to think about. And the idea is, what if I tell you we're slave no matter what? We're slave no matter what. We can be slave to something which is good, and we can be slave to something which is bad. What about third option? That's A and B. Well, the bad news, there is no third option. We're always going to be slave. So you have to choose who is your boss. If your boss is your body, then you will be slave to all physical things. The physical look of the other person, your physical shape, how many people respect your physical shape, what are you getting from your physical shape. It's always going to be about the body, getting what the body wants, and you will have to be the servant and the slave to make sure the body is happy. Getting the food, getting the sex, getting the comfort. It's all about body, 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 body consciousness. Money, body. When you are more slave to the soul, so basically, in both cases, you put the yoke on your neck and you're a slave. The question, what do you carry behind you? Do you carry the words of the Creator? Do you carry the words of the light? Do you carry the words of the endless? Do you carry the words of your soul? Or you carry the words of your negativity, ego, body, consciousness, selfish, malchut, me, and myself? Do you have to ask yourself? When you drive your car, you want to get attention or you want to give attention? You want to give service or you want to be served? You have to start asking yourself those type of questions. Because those type of questions is what define what type of slave you're going to be. And it's like really, really not going to motivate a lot of people who feel that they can be independent as they want and do whatever they want. But it's before I'm finishing, because I want to go back to the Zohar in a second, I just want to prepare that point. But think to yourself, I mean, when the last time you did whatever you want to do? Then, did you want to do it or you had to do it? Did you want to say it or you had to say it? And when you had or want to say it or do it or act, was that coming from a place of I want to receive or I want to give? And if it's come from I want to give, split it to two again. When you want to give, you want to give because you think it's the right thing, and through that, you're going to get the most attention. Or you thought it's the right thing, and I hope I will never get attention. We are somehow, without being aware even, find ourselves always slave to something or someone. You know, you see sometimes people party, wedding, all type of parties exist. Everybody's happy. They're drinking. Do drugs a little bit. Music. And when you ask people, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to party, I want this, I want that. I like the buzz. It's good. That's what makes you happy. Good. But is it what makes you happy, or is that what you have to do? You have to start digging deep into that and find out if what you do in life, coming from a place where I have to, slavery, to I want to. Second question, when you do think, are you serving your dark side and selfish side? Or are you serving the giving side? This is what the few questions you have to ask yourself. Because here it's saying in the Zohar, God telling us he's going to get us out of Egypt so we can be his slave. Avadai em. And look at the Zohar say again now. This is a twist a little bit. The Kohen Banim, in another section, he called the Israelite Banim. Banim means sons. Banim atem la'ashem elokechem. You are my sons. How come? Bizman she'adam yodea ha'kadosh baruch hu be'ofen klali. When a person knowing God through the pshat, okay, and he's doing the mitzvot, and he's doing everything that he needs to do, as nikra eved. If you study the simple part of the Torah, tell us the Zohar, and you do the mitzvot, you do everything good, you are now considered by God as a slave, which is considered very high. She'osei mitzvot kono ve'en lo reshut lechapes begizeh v'raze v'to. So when a person doesn't look for the why and the how, and I want to know more, I want to search more, I want to know more about God. Because think about it. I mean, when we talk about God, we talk about like relationship. We talk about like a loving relationship between you and God. And what does that mean? It means that you and God have some type of loving relationship. If that's your loving relationship, it has to grow all the time. You cannot just fall asleep. You have to say, what else can I do? And if you want to do more, of course, this is time to study the sod, the secret. And when you study the secret, when you know God, because believe in God, doing what he say, study his Torah, it's nice. But to know God, when you start studying the secret of the Torah, the Kabbalah, the Zohar, ועושה המצוות בכוונה עמוקה. And a person doing the mitzvot with the meaning. There's more meaning to it. נקרא בנו אהובו. Then God is no longer calling you a slave. He call you my son. My beloved son. והוא כבן המחפש בגזיו שבכל רזה ביתו. It's like somebody who's very curious. Can you imagine you going to a chamber of gold and you keep looking for more gold that you can take at home? So why people don't have enough desire? Because when the selfish desire play a role, you no longer have desire. You have a small desire. Every time you think about yourself, you want less. So if you think about it now, there is actually a story I want to share with you. A story I used to share 30 years ago. A story goes like that. And it will explain a lot about change and transformation. The king has a question. He has a war. And he doesn't want to do it. It's about to lose his country, to lose everything. So he go around his kingdom and tell his advisor what to do. Don't know what to do. Don't know if you give me an answer. What to do with this war? We're going to lose the people. This country who fight against us will rape the women, kill the children. Please. The advisor said, we don't know what to do. One young advisor said, you know what? I have an idea. So, okay, tell me your idea. Say, we're going to spread papers all over your kingdom. And we say, whoever come up with the idea will come to the chamber of the king where he hide all the gold and can take as much as gold as he wants. The king said, as forever he will be? He said, no. Let's say he will be there for 5 hours. The king said, great idea. 5 hours. He will take whatever he wants. If you give me the idea how to get out of this war. The advisors, right away, you know, looking for a person, a wise person to show up after they see like 1,000 people. And he sit with the king, he sit with the advisor, and he tell them exactly what they need to do. And they tell them, okay, you won. You're going to receive 5 hours in the gold chamber of the king. So he's going home, and what he does, he starts borrowing money, because he knows he's going to be the billionaire. He's going to be filthy rich with so much gold. So what he does, he starts borrowing money. He borrow money, buy a house, he borrow 6 horses, wagon, a carriage. Life is good. And he's going to the palace of the king palace. And of course, there is a chamber where all the gold, the silver, everything, diamond, everything is there. And he can be there for 5 hours. So he brought with him another carriage so he can pack as much as gold as he can take out. What he didn't know, the king talked to the advisor, what am I going to do? In 5 hours, this guy can finish half of our kingdom money if we let him in. So they said, well, he helped. We have to help. I said, yes, I agree. But what are we going to do if he get in and take off? We gotta trick him. So, okay, find out what this guy like. They said, well, he like music. What we're going to do, we're going to play music. He was going to be so busy with the music that he's going to forget really about what he's even there for. So, okay. They bring the verse, violin, piano, drums, everything. And of course, the chamber is huge. And there is levels. Here's the diamond, here's the gold, here's the silver. So he's arriving. Everybody clapping their hand. He saved the country. They're opening the gate. They say, you have 5 hours exactly. He's walking in. You know, he has so much time. And he's going around. Look at the chamber. It's so beautiful. He just wants to see where everything is. And by that time, there is 1 hour ago. And he go back to the beginning. He say, now he take the bag from the other thing. He has 4 hours left. And he's about to fill it up with things that he want. And there's one of the most famous violin player start to play. And he love music. And he closed his eyes and said, oh my God, this is so good. This guy is so good. And the person played 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour sitting there. Now 3 hours left. He would have said, okay, I have to stop listening to it. So the violin stopped, then a piano player arrived and started playing. And another hour come by, pass by, 2 hours, there's a drum. Is that, of course, you know the end of the story. He end up with nothing. Now he owe money on the carriage, the house, and all this and that. Don't be upset with the king, it's just a story. So the idea, it's about us. We have time here to collect all the opportunity of gold and everything that God wants us in his chamber. But there is people who really want to get in to know God, to know the king, and there is people who are busy with listening to violin, piano, and nonsense out there. If the person is not busy with the goal of what he's doing here, then you should expect it that you miss opportunity. So for that reason, there is a difference between slave into a son. So remember, slave for a selfish need, slave as somebody who's doing everything spiritual, but do not go into the details to know the king better, to know God better. So it's still a slave, but it's a spiritual slave. And then we have the son. And it says like that. נקרא בנו אהובו, my beloved son, והוא כבן המחפש בגזיו בכל רזי ביתו. It's like a son who's going to the chamber full of gold and he's keep looking. ועל פל פי שנקרא בן, בן הבכור לקדוש ברוך הוא, כמו שאומר, בני בכורי ישראל, and God considers that person as the firstborn, he should not forget, say the Zohar, to act like a servant, like a slave. אל יוציא עצמו מכלל עבד, ויעבוד את אביו בכל העבודות שהן כבוד אביו. A person should not lose that concept of being slave and worship his father, because when a person is continued to be serving and act like a slave, what happened at that time? What happened at that time? He has no ego of being the son of the king. וכך צריך כל אדם להיות כבן אצל אביו. Every human being has to do it like that. לחפש בגנזה ולדעת רזה בתו לחזר לכם. Every one of us has to go to the chamber of God and look for more and more and more gold, which is the secret of the Torah, which is the Zohar, which is the Kabbalah. But in the same time, feel like I'm a slave. And we find it in the same place would we read it. And for that reason, those of you who have been spending time with me doing Rosh Hashanah know that there is one verse I like about the prayer of Amidah of Rosh Hashanah. Im kavadim, im kabanim. We say a song, usually I cry a lot when I say it. We say to God, im kavadim, if we are slave, take us please to be slave. If kabanim, if we are like the sons, rachem, please have mercy on us. So because when Rosh Hashanah is coming, you're asking for God to give you a whole new year, that you can stay alive. You want to stay alive, you want to be rejuvenate with your energy to do good for others. And you know, we have to beg for it. Nothing is for granted. You're healthy. That's a gift. You're happy. That's a gift. Things going well business-wise. It's a gift. Everything is a gift. So for that reason, the Zohar is telling us that a person could be slave or son or slave, God forbid, to the other side. And that's why Be'ar, which has to do with the whole idea of the Torah was giving to us as boys, as sons, we were capable to get out of Egypt. Being in Egypt, we were serving and service and slave to the dark side. Then we went with God. That's when we become serving and slave to the good side. And then we become the son to the good side. Those are the three levels of changing. I want to jump now to the next week, the next portion that we're going to read. It's called Bechukotai. It's called Bechukotai. And Bechukotai has to do im Bechukotai, if you will listen to me. Why doesn't it say when you're going to listen to me? Right? Why say im? Im bechukotai, like a condition. Im bechukotai. So I would like to read bechukotai, Zohar Yashan, Old Zohar, Tfus Amud Kuf Yud Gimel, 113. So The idea is, what does that mean? Im bechukotai. And if you want to read like the whole explanation, you can hear all the Or HaChaim. He gives the whole explanation. I'm going to do the short version of Rashi and Siftei Chachamim. When they say im bechukotai, meaning everybody can do mitzvah. Everybody can give charity. Everybody can do good thing. But truly to do the right thing, with initiation of the right thing, you know, doing it right, but have excitement about it, add to it something, do more for that, that sometimes is missing. So on the outside, the person is doing everything perfect. But on the inside, what's happening in his mind, in his heart, it's missing. It's not working. And for that reason, you're seeing a lot of people walking shell. What is walking shell? Meaning the outside look perfect. But once you get deep into the soul of a person, it's not there. It's empty. Does that mean they don't have soul? They have soul. But the soul has not been activated. You know? It's like a credit card that you have that's not been activated. It's good, but it's not good. It's good, but it's not good. So there's many people who walk like a walking shell. Internally, there's nobody's home. And for that reason, it's a im. If you will do it right. You're definitely going to do it right, but where are you coming from when you're doing it right? It's a Shabbat is coming. Many people get nervous when Shabbat is coming. It's heavy. So you got to cook. You gotta clean, gotta set up the table, gotta roll the Torah. There are a thousand things to do. But some people are going to the kitchen and start singing. How come that they're doing the chukot v'mishpatim different than other people? Why they blessed to enjoy making the kugel? Or they enjoy making Moroccan fish? What's the secret? Because they are im bechukotai telechu. They are walking with the thing of excitement. They add excitement into the mitzvah. They add excitement into the doing of God. So if the person is just doing the chukot, everybody can do the chukot. Everybody can cook. What's the difference? You're all cooking. But why are you cooking? Are you so excited so you know Friday night the Shekhinah of God come to visit you in every house? And that's why you're happy? Or you're happy because you are hungry and you're about to eat food? That's chukotai, im bechukotai telechu, lo chukchem, chukotai. God is telling you, you have to follow my rules. Im bechukotai, im mean if, you will follow my rules. So what is my rules? Make it my rules. Do the Shabbat because you know God say to do it, not because, you know what, I think I like Shabbat. That's not chukotai, that's chukotcha. This is your rules of doing it. You're doing it for you, you're not doing it for God. So what's your relationship with God? Zero. So the Zohar, again, this is the same section I was about to read. And it says like that. צריך האדם להרגיז יצר הטוב ליצר רע. Person have to make the evil side of themselves angry. How? By making the good side, making the evil side angry. ונכון הוא. That's how we need to do it. What does that mean? I don't know. Do you know? אבל בשעה שמחשיך הלילה, when the night come down, והאדם שוכב על ביטתו, and a person lying on his bed, there is a lot of angels that coming to punish the people, and there is a lot of angels who coming to bother people. ובני אדם צריכים לפחות. Person has to fear. So motivating, right? The Zohar tell you have to be afraid. Afraid of what? מלפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ולירוא ממנו. Person have to be afraid of the Creator. I thought we have to love, we have to respect. Now we add fear to it. Why? כדי שלא תיבצא נפשו בין מלאכי החבלה וינצל מהם. Because when a person is afraid of God, the negative angel leave him alone. וצריך האדם להיזהר שלא יזכיר בפיו עוד אותם כלל, כדי שאורו מלאב לא יומו. And a person should never mention a name of a demon or a name of a negative angel or a name of any negativity, because when you mention words, words has a lot of power, so you bring those forces into your life, חד ושלום. Don't speak about negativity at all. Nothing, zero. זהו שאמר הכתוב, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. That's what the verse say, you can speak inside your heart while you're going to sleep, ודומו סלע. דומו סלע meaning silent. Say nothing at night. So night, when night comes down, you have to be careful. Don't mention names, negative name. So what it say? When God will come to bring the light to the Malchut, remember Malchut? Because in the end of time, Malchut will receive all the light. אז ושכפתם ואין מחריד, מהו הטעם? What does it say? You will be lying down with no fear. What does that mean? Why? And no animal will attack you. What animal the Torah is talking about in this week portion of Bechukotai? It say, then he give the name of that negative force. She and all her group coming to attack us at night. And in the daytime, there is people who work for her. And they are holding a sword, or they like to kill. They have a need to kill. Can't help themselves. They have to kill. But when a person is working on themselves to be afraid, not of them, not of the animal, of the Creator, then he's no longer just free by himself to do whatever he wants, and that's why he can meet the good, he can meet the bad. But when you're under the supervision of the master, then of course you will be absolutely protected. Now, the question that many people ask me, but why? Why all of it? Why all the pain? Why all the fear? Why all the suffering? Why? Like why? So the Zohar Sulam, this is Sulam, Amud Reshvav, in Agdamat Sefer HaZohar, Seif Kuf Mem Aleph, 141. It says like that. The pain that a human being is experiencing is the pain of being separate from the source of light that coming to the soul. What is it? Da'inu apiruda me'emunato itbarach. When you stop believing or have certainty or faith in the Creator, you disconnect yourself from the source of goodness. And when you're going to go through a lot of pain, you start having doubts. When you're having doubt, you don't have certainty and belief. And then catch 22 and catch 22 and catch 22. And it's happening again, it's happening again. But if you will look, like what the Zohar said here, and I'm skipping, כלומר שזכר כל צער וכאב בימים שעברו, יגרום אתה בגמר התיקון חדווה ועונג רב. Tell us the Zohar, that when you look at all pain, and you realize that all your pain, all your soul, all your fear, all what you went through, actually give birth to a fulfillment that you cannot imagine. Because if a person is not going through any pain at all, and life is perfect, he cannot give birth to a true desire. True desire has to go through some type of pain. And it say, not only that, in the end of time, when the Messiah will come, יבוקש את אבון ישראל ואיננו. It's in Jeremiah, chapter 50, when people work on themselves, כי בעת שיהפכו הזכויות, יעלו כל כך ניחא דרוכא עד שיבקשו עבונות בימים שעברו. Baderlem, in the end of time, we're going to sit together and we're going to laugh about all this negative thing we did. For example, why is a person steal? Doesn't have money. Doesn't have money, he steal. Why would you laugh about it? What's so funny about it? Well, in the end of time, when selfish agenda no longer exists, remember how I start with Malchut, it's been fixed. Then you look at it, why did you want money? Because you didn't have. Why didn't you have? Because you didn't believe. So now when you have absolute belief, you have all the money in the world, you look at all of it as an illusion. It's no longer as serious as you thought it is. Because you didn't have the capability to connect to that, what we call Gemara Tikkun consciousness, to connect to this fulfillment that you want to connect to. So if we can get in our mind to that, and I don't know if I make it clear to you, I know it's a difficult concept, and I'm going to explain it more on Shavuot, and hopefully next week, because that's a section, Shavuot. What is Shavuot, basically? A day that you have an opportunity to tap to the highest level, Koma Shlema, of receiving all the light that you want, because right now, you understand that when you're fixing your selfish agenda and you remove the selfish agenda, now you have room to have an affinity with the Creator and receive all the blessing you could imagine you can receive. So I know I'm making it a little bit short about explaining this concept, but I highly recommend and challenge each and every one of you, listen to me, is I want you to send a text or email to one person in your life that you, I don't know, not crazy about, you didn't get along, but used to be a good friend. Used to be a truly, truly good friend. And I want you to text them or send them a gift if you're afraid to text. Send them a gift. They don't have to know it's you. If you want to write your name, or you can send a gift to them, surprise them, and say, that's for me, that's for Eliyahu, here is a gift for you. Do that this week, because that's one of the things that help the Malchut level get fixed. And if you have a way to help more people, what we're doing, we're helping a lot of the victim from Rashbi, from Israel. If you want to help like this, the Malchut, you can do it with us as well. Thank you and have a great evening.